Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Joining us in studio is Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. And also joining us today is Alicia Richardson. She's the Development Manager with Stratford Perth ShelterLink. Of course, we'll have a campaign update and so much more to talk about this morning on this lovely weather morning. Good morning to both of you.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
You slid in okay this morning.
We slid in okay. Yeah. You never know what you're going to get in January. It's not been a typical January weather, has it?
That's right. It kind of puts things into perspective. Of course, we'll talk about that. First off, Elizabeth, we have another campaign update or a progress report, as we say.
We do, yes. We have raised 76% of our goal.
Nice.
So fantastic. So it's $1,729,000. So we're inching up towards that 80% mark, which is fantastic because we still have two more months of our campaign to go.
Yeah.
So it's great. We're on track, Jamie.
Which is great to hear.
Absolutely. So, and if you want to follow along with our progress, we have two different ways you can do that. You can watch our thermometer on our homepage. So perthhuron.unitedway.ca. If you scroll down, you can see our thermometer and you can follow along specifically there. Or if you want to check our thermometer downtown,
right,
you can check our 10% increments. So we'll hopefully we'll be lighting our 80% in the next week or so. So that's exciting as well. So it's a good way to follow along. And our website is full of information.
Mm-hmm.
We've got all kinds of reports. We've got information on the current living wage, our urgent needs fund, and homelessness and access to services. So it's a great way to get information.
Okay, so we've got more events coming up, including Coldest Night of the Year for Stratford Connection Center and Stratford Perth ShelterLink. And Alicia Richardson is here with Stratford Perth ShelterLink. Alicia, welcome and good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now let's talk about Stratford Perth ShelterLink. For folks that are familiar with it, but maybe don't know all about Stratford Perth ShelterLink, can you tell us what is Stratford Perth ShelterLink?
Absolutely. So we assist youths between the ages of 16 and 24 to find stable housing. And sometimes that looks like finding a safe family member or friend to stay with. And sometimes we bring them into the shelter if there's space available. So we have 15 beds and 24/7 on-site support, 365 days a year. And within the shelter, we not only provide food, safety, and shelter, but also educational assistance, life skills support, harm reduction, and trauma-informed care. So if you want to know more, if anybody needs help, it's shelterlink.org. Or you can follow us on Facebook under Stratford Perth ShelterLink and on Instagram at Stratford_Perth_ShelterLink.
Now, we talk about the Stratford Connection Center and all that they do, but certainly for Stratford Perth ShelterLink, I can't imagine if Stratford Perth ShelterLink wasn't there, wasn't part of our community, what would we do? So it's so vital to have something like this for our community.
Absolutely. Well, of course, there wouldn't be anywhere for kids this age to go, so they'd have to be diverted to other communities, and a lot of those communities are full as well. Homelessness is a big issue, especially in the current economy we find ourselves in.
So. Exactly. So again, this is such a big part of our community, so vital. Again, 15 beds, 24/7 on-site support, 365 days a year, and it's volunteers that help out with Stratford Perth ShelterLink. It's quite a committed staff, for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. We have a great staff, a great management team, a great board. So, and I'm quite new to ShelterLink myself, but I help to raise funds. I do grant writing, so basically filling what the shelter needs, finding the gaps and filling them.
And I can imagine, from your perspective, you're seeing the difference that this is making for young people in our community. Again, when they're servicing 16 to 24 year olds, helping young people in our community.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's great to see where the changes are being made and where hope is being found for those kids.
All right. So again, this is all part of United Way Perth Huron and part of the coldest night of the year that Elizabeth is fast approaching, for sure.
That's right. Well, Alicia is here because ShelterLink is one of the recipients of the funds that will be raised for Coldest Night of the Year. And it is only 37 days away on Saturday, February the 25th. So it is a walk around the river downtown. And you can go around twice, which is about 5K. And you can raise money. And the money does go to ShelterLink as well as our Connection Center downtown. So we're walking for people who are experiencing hurt, hunger, and homelessness. So we already have 33 teams. Yay. Yeah, we're looking that's awesome. We're trying to get 80 teams, but that's just a, you know, that you got to set your goals high, Jamie. You got to set your goals high because you know what? Sometimes we do reach them. Our goal is to raise $185,000. Now, last year, our goal was to raise about $105,000 and we raised $160,000. So we did pretty good, right? Yeah. We set our goals a little bit higher this year, and we welcome everyone to join in. So if you belong to a club, a school group, a sports team, churches, your family, you register for free online and you start raising money, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody.
It is not too late to be a part of this. Absolutely. Again, helping out Stratford Connection Center and Stratford Purse Shelter Link, and you can go to cnoy.org. And Alicia, I know you've got your toque ready. You're all ready for coldest night of the year.
I am ready. I'm ready to be walking. Come join us.
You bet. Come join us. Again, Elizabeth, any other final thoughts, or just it's not too late to make a donation too?
That's right. PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca. There's a big red donate now button right on our homepage. And we thank everyone that has already donated. Mm. Thank you so much for helping us reach 76% this week.
That is awesome. Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth Huron and Alicia Richardson with Stratford Perth Shelter Link. Thank you so much for the conversation this morning.
Thanks,
thank you.
Jamie. Thank you.